Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I am so thrilled over the last couple of weeks to have shared with you the Lord's Prayer, this powerful example of what prayer should be by our Lord Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you missed the Lord's Prayer teaching, go back for the last couple of weeks and just kind of dig in at the table. I want to cap it all off today. I got kind of away from, I ended up talking longer than I wanted to yesterday. I wanted to just put a cap on the end of the chapter and or the end of the story and then move on, but I got to talking so long about translation and some of those other things that I really just want to finish it up today and say how important that I think prayer is for the believer, in spite of the fact that it is one of the most questioned things that I get questioned on by grace people on how to do differently than when they were in the old covenant. It teaches me something. Let me say that. I said that terribly, so let me try to say it better. Of everything we're learning by grace, and we're questioning some of the stuff we've come out of, one of the things that I get the most questions on is how to pray, which is phenomenal because that's what the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. I get that question from believers as much or more than any other question under grace. How do we pray? I even did a Q&A in the Philippines. It's floating around the internet. Some of you may have seen it. And one of the questions dealt with fasting and intercessory prayer. It is a hot button question. People want to know how to pray. Why are we asking how to pray? Shouldn't it be easy? We're asking because when we come into grace and realize how the work got finished, we realize that a lot of our Christianity has been built on our performance. And one of the most glaring parts of our performance is in our prayer life, where we have become accustomed to reminding God of all the good things we've done so, when we go into prayer, so that God will remember to bless us. And repenting over all the stuff we didn't do or that we did that we shouldn't have done, thinking that if we can get a good prayer time in, God will move. And then we get into grace and we realize, wait a minute, that don't work that way. And then we go into prayer and we don't know what to say. We get into our prayer closet, so to speak, and we say, God, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know how to pray. I've spent my whole life just repenting and begging and pleading and making deals and coming up with performance by which I can achieve something. And now, Father, here I realize it's all done and I am forgiven and I am complete. Now what do we do? And so the same question the disciples asked Jesus is the same question that people ask me. How do we pray? So I say this, pray from a place instead of to a place. Pray from a position of righteousness. And when you do that, just have a conversation with your daddy. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him what's on your mind. Be blunt. Be obvious. And do it with thanksgiving. Every time Paul mentions prayer in the epistles, he does it with thanksgiving. It's always thanksgiving. I'm thanking God for you. I'm thanking God for grace. I'm thanking God for his provision. So our conversations in prayer are just thanks. Think about Jesus, who's about to multiply the bread and fishes for the 5,000. And he doesn't hold it in front of God and say, oh, Father, if it be thy will, multiply the bread and the fish. Instead, he breaks it, looks into heaven, and says, thank you, Father, for what you're about to do. That's prayer. That's you and I. I thank you, Father, that this is finished in you. And there's nothing that you should ever pray about that doesn't have scripture. Always find out what the word says about what your situation is. And then stand on the scripture because that's your evidence of the covenant. That's what you have. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.